There's a joke about a drowning man who begs God to save him. In short order, a sailboat, a yacht, and a helicopter approach, and each offers to rescue the man. "No," he says, "I'm waiting for God." "Why didn't you save me?" he demands in heaven. "Are you kidding?" God replies. "I sent you 2 ships and a helicopter." I like that joke because I'm not a believer. It's an easy laugh at the fervent, blindly following their faith. My own test of faith took a different turn. Last year, I developed a painful and potentially disabling eye condition. I'm treated by a wonderful specialist and use acupuncture and homeopathy, but the only thing that helped was medication with disturbing side effects. Every few weeks, I'd stop the pills, only to have the pain return. In a moment of desperation, I asked a dozen friends to pray for my eyes on a Thursday in October. The morning came, I prayed, they prayed, life continued. The next week, I stopped the pills. Days, then weeks passed. On Thanksgiving, a friend asked how my eyes were. "I've been off the medication for a month with no pain," I told him. "Maybe it was the acupuncture." Unlike the drowning man, I would have climbed aboard the helicopter. I understand a helicopter. The challenge was that I asked for divine intervention, and I seemed to have received it. When my 30-year-old cousin was dying of stomach cancer, we prayed. Daily, hourly, we called out to a God we didn't believe in but desperately needed. Those prayers, like so many in the world, went unanswered. I don't know why some prayers are effective, and I'm not sure that it was prayer that improved my condition, but I must admit, I don't feel as skeptical. With a perspective, this is Stephanie Rapp.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.